This is an interview with Mr. Nelson Nix at RAF Coningsby on the 19th of May 2011 concerning his experiences during the Second World War as a child and afterwards. Would you like to start, Nelson, with that little story?
Yes, okay then. Well, right from the very start, I would be about five, six years old, and my father, who kept a village store, he also was in the special constables and then later on became in the Observer Corps, which in 1942 became the Royal Observer Corps. Now, there was a post, the Royal Observer Corps post at Fosdyke on the river bank, which he used to man at night and do his job in the daytime, of course, running the shop. And after that, of course, they were, scrub that, I forgot what I was saying. But the post itself, that was issued with what they call the darky set. And the darky set was so that they could contact all the aircraft coming back that was probably being shot up and things and couldn't get back to the base or lost and that sort of thing, like they did occasionally do. Consequently, they could contact them, either put them on the right heading or get them to ditch on the Black Boy Sands in the Wash, which was where they could be rescued from. There used to be two boats in Boston docks that could be launched to go and pick them up, Air Sea Rescue, as it presumably would be called then, I don't know. But that sort of thing happened. And as a boy, I can remember standing outside the shop in the evenings, watching all these hundreds of aircraft, which over the Wash area would be taken off from places throughout Lincolnshire, to get the height and formations before they went off to Germany to bomb. I didn't know that then. It was all fun for a boy of 6 or 7. And so from that, I can still picture that in my mind, all those hundreds of aircraft. And it could have been some of the 1,000 bomber raids, what I didn't know about then. But they would be given the height and that ready to fly off, and everything would go dead quiet after that. No, it's just one big buzz. But and then the next thing you probably heard was them coming back again later on, you know. But it was quite an experience, and even today I can remember it as if it was yesterday. Things today, I can't remember what happened earlier on. it's odd, but from then, I always had a keen interest in aircraft, and no military record whatsoever. I failed my medical test for the forces on the call-up. I didn't go. So what I did then, I joined the Royal Observer Corps, and I did 32 years in the Royal Observer Corps as a voluntary. I went through from basically an observer to instructor observer, and then on to head observer. And our headquarters was at Fiskerton in Lincoln. And when I first joined, it was at Derby, but that's a long time ago. I can't remember too much about that. But we did aircraft reporting. First start, and then gradually we came onto the underground post, which was a post consisted of three post members at a time. Each post had about 10 to 12 observers, which we could go change duties with and what have you. And that we used to have exercises and on aircraft reporting and, you know, that kind of thing, and got feedback. And anyway, things sort of progressed to the Cold War situation where we was underground in these underground bunkers. They would go on duty to do these exercises for reading the different instruments we had on board or in the post. We was a sealed unit at the time where we were fastened down, and then it was all theatrical. Well, you couldn't practice on the real bombs, but it's just in case we did. Through triangulation, if you had two or three posts within, say, a bomb had fell, exploded, so you'd have a flash which was recorded on a pinhole camera, and all the graticules would be around it at four cardinal points. So by reading those and putting them over the radio to Fiskerton, if you had three posts, you'd get find out where the bomb had actually dropped, or if it was an air burst or a ground burst. So that if you had a ground burst, you'd get more fallout than you would from an air burst. But an air burst would probably flatten things more. So that's how it worked. And I was in that, as I said, for 32 years. In that time, unfortunately, I did have cancer. And that's, 22 years ago now. And I came onto the Battle of Britain Memorial flight. One of our lads on, which was on Coningsby Post at that time, I was head observer there, and he said, well, why don't you, I had to sell my business and what have you through the cancer, and so I came down to Coningsby, and I've been here for 22 years, taking people around Lancaster Spitfires, Hurricanes, and the Dakota, of course, but it's part of your life that I often think, what would I have done if I hadn't done this? And I thought, you know, most of the guides here, they really thoroughly enjoyed doing it, you know, as a voluntary job. And so there we are, that's about it. I'm still kicking about after 22 years of cancer, so it's fine.
Well, thank you very much, Nelson. That was very interesting.